This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before I get into the calls, I just want to say thank you again to Karen for joining us from Natural Alternative. Some great information. And there's still time to get some things ordered for Christmas, so definitely go to their website at naturalalternative.com. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jan's in Osterville.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I have the blue hydrangea on my property, and I cut off some of the stalks that had gone by, and but one of them was still has flower, had a flower and some color to it. So I just stuck it in a vase, and it's rooting, and I'm wondering, is this common with?
It is. I mean, you can definitely get them to root. That it honestly, that's, you know, that's one of the cool things about plants is you can get them to do to re-root. Now, it's not something I would get and put right outside at this point. What I would look to be doing is getting it into into some soil. Getting into the ground, not into the ground, into the soil so it can start acting like it's in the ground, right? Get more nutrients than what it's getting just from water, because it can only obviously get so much from just water. Get it into a nice light potting soil would be great to do. Keeping it into the sun, but this is something that you can get ready for next year. It's not just, for the winter. This is something you can definitely have ready for the rest of the season.
Well, I don't have a lot of sunlight. I love trees. So, and it's just one stalk, and now the flowering part of it is gone by, and it's. I should probably cut it off.
And yeah, no, definitely you can. But it is one that... Go ahead.
All I have is just a stalk, a very skinny stalk, and roots coming out of it. And there was actually, it looks like a green leaf was starting to come out of it, too.
And that's awesome because you can continue to get this... You know, this plant could survive for you during the winter and get a new plant for next year because, you know, hydrangeas, especially the blue, don't always love full sun. So, you know, It's not going to be a bad thing. If you wanted to, you could get like a grow light to help give it some, you know, specific sun during the day. But it might be a cool little experiment to have during the winter months. Because it's showing its root system, which means it wants to keep growing. It wants to keep going. And that's half of the battle with, you know, plants is getting them to re-root. Or getting them, you know, if you're taking a cutting, they don't always root. And so you've already gotten the hardest part done. You might as well put it in some soil. You can get, you know, a nice light soil, a potting soil from a local garden center, and put it in a container and get it so those roots can go into soil so that it will really start to take off for you.
Okay.
Should I fertilize
it?
I wouldn't fertilize it with anything at this point other than maybe using some, like, protolyzer to the water or the soil to help it uptake the nutrients. We don't want to push, like, a heavy fertilizer on it right away because it's still developing. It's still in the young, like, infant stages of the plant, so we want it to be able to find the nutrients on its own, right? Okay. So we want it to be successful that way. So protolyzer is just going to help it get the nutrients that it needs. You might want to let it kind of go for a couple, I'd say a month and a half to 2 months, and then maybe by the end of February, then add maybe a liquid fertilizer to your mix when you water every couple weeks. That can help it get ready for spring so that when the frost is over and it's good to plant, it has a stronger root system. That's what we're looking to do.
Well, we haven't had any snow here, and the ground is still not frozen. It's fairly warm. Could I put protolyzer down on my lawn as well and a winterizer fertilizer? Is it too late?
I mean, down there, I think you could, especially the ground isn't frozen, and it's been, you got rain out of the storm that we just got. The soil is done. I would just take a look at the town bylaws down there. I know on the Cape they have some different rules and regulations in regards to fertilizer use at certain times of year. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I've had some listeners tell me in the past that you can't use fertilizers early in the season. Like, you can't put them down until, like, April. I would just look into that aspect. But can you actually do it? You still have time? Yes, you can. Okay. It's just more of, following the regulations that the Cape has for some of this.
And I also have a chive plant that I was going to put into the ground. It was in a container, a plastic container that a friend gave me from her garden. And I cut it back and was about to put it in the ground last week, and I noticed that it's growing. And is it too cold to put it back in the ground?
So it might be, just based on, especially with new growth. That's one of the things that makes me nervous is new growth on a plant. And go ahead.
It's not new growth. I just cut it back about an inch and a half from the base. And it's not a huge plant. It was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches across.
Okay, so there's no new growth on it.
No, it's just growing. I cut it back, it's growing. It's starting. It's growing. I didn't cut it to the soil. I cut it about an inch and a half to the soil.
Okay. So, I mean, I would just take a look at the temperatures and how they're going to progress in the area. And if you're looking at some times where it's going to just get too cold, maybe wait until the spring. But if it's looking like the temperatures are staying consistent, you can put it into the ground. And what I would just maybe do is put a little extra, like, mulch or hay or something to insulate it for the winter to help protect it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. And my last question is, are there any plants other than the begonia and the impatiens for a shady garden?
Now, are you looking annual-wise, or are you looking just in general?
Yeah. It could be annual, the perennials. It doesn't really matter, as long as I get some color.
Okay. Now, for perennials, some of the good ones that you could be using, like, that people don't think are really a shade, is an astilbe. Astilbe does well in shade and has many different colors for your garden. Go ahead.
How do you spell it?
Astilbe.
Okay.
Another one you could be looking at using would be, oh my God, it was just on the tip of my tongue here. Bleeding Heart comes in multiple colors. Foam Flower is a good one. That has a nice white flower on top. You could use the different hydrangeas. Foxglove likes the shade. Hellebores, that's another one. Hellebores love shade. So those are a few. I got to take a break here.
Thank you so much.
You have a great Christmas, Jan.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in Yarmouth.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My first question is about orchids. We have some orchids we got a couple of years ago from an orchid show, and they were blooming beautifully. And, of course, we brought them home, and they haven't bloomed since. And now the leaves are kind of all wrinkly, getting all wrinkly. And they're on a shelf where there's other orchids, smaller-leaved orchids, that do bloom. So I
yep.
think they're getting enough light.
Yep. Now, so how old are, did you say, like 2 or 3 years?
Yes.
And what, have you done anything obviously different than the others? You probably haven't, but.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How, have you checked the root system on there? Is it sometimes with orchids, the root system, is, you know, the biggest issue, right? Is it circular roots? Is it something along those lines? Maybe that has part of it.
I transplanted both of them after I brought them home a little while, maybe a year later, thinking that maybe they needed some more room and soil, whatever.
Okay, that's good. Now, what I would like to see you do now, there's a way to trick your orchid into blooming again.
Okay.
Right? And that's if you can give it night temperatures that are slightly lower, about 55 degrees. Okay?
Okay.
So the way you do this is at night, you move the orchid into that area where it's going to be cooler.
Okay.
And you're going to do this consistently until a bloom spike appears. And you can tell the difference because obviously with orchids, it's all leaves on the bottom and then it shoots up a stem. That usually means it's going to flower.
Right.
So this can take some time. this is actually usually around the time that they should be flowering through like a garden center that you might find as well. So what I would look at doing is putting them in an area that's 55 degrees, about maybe 50 to 55 degrees at night, and then during the day back into indirect light. You want it bright, but you don't want it, you know, full sun right on top of it.
Right.
And doing that can take, you know, a couple weeks of doing this. What it does is it tricks that orchid into thinking, okay, it's time I gotta go to flower.
Okay.
And then once that happens, you know, then you'll keep it in the regular sunlight that you have prior. Put it back with the others that have been, you know, your normal time period. There's no, like, fertilizer to push at it during this time where you're trying to trick it.
Okay.
You want to wait until that bloom spike appears.
Okay. Right?
So and you can fertilize it every couple weeks, but we're looking to push the feeding even more at this point.
Okay.
So, you know, fertilization should be done this time of year maybe once a month for some of these houseplants. Whereas once you get that bloom spike, get something like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 or something with a heavy middle number, and you increase the feeding to every other week.
Okay. All right?
So that's going to help force it to flower again. A lot of plants we have to trick to get back to flowering.
Okay.
Just like now, your poinsettias, your amaryllis, that type.
Now, what about the kind of shriveling leaves? These are, both of these are very long leaves. They're like a foot long leaf on them.
Yep.
And they're kind of like longitudinally wrinkling.
Okay. Now, the wrinkling leaves kind of could show a number of things. Underwatering, overwatering, too high of temperatures, and also can all the way go down to like a nutrient deficiency.
Okay.
So what I would look at is on that one, try to get the plant out of the pot, see how the roots are doing.
Okay.
Make sure there's getting enough air to it. If you want, hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we can go into some more details of what to do when it comes to that, okay?
Okay, sure.
For everybody else, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump paid a visit to Houston on Saturday as part of a limited tour discussing his presidency. The Toyota Center was the third stop on Bill O'Reilly's history tour with Donald Trump.
45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
O'Reilly's tour featuring Trump kickoff in Florida at venues in Sunrise and Orlando. Next, they're scheduled to stop at the Dallas American Airlines Center this afternoon. Nicholas Sandman and Asti has reached a settlement with NBC Universal after more than 2 years since Sandman filed a defamation lawsuit against the media company. The two parties agreed to dismiss the case with prejudice, meaning that Sandman cannot refile the same claim again in that court. This is USA Radio News.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson talks about public policies that degrade work and reward people who don't want a job in an interview with Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe on Thursday's broadcast of Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Skilled labor all too often reminds the rest of us of what we're fundamentally lacking. The thing that scares me more than anything, and the reason I started the foundation when I did, was 13 years ago, for every five tradesmen that retired, two replaced them.
The NFL revised its COVID-19 protocols on Saturday and will no longer test asymptomatic, fully vaccinated players. 95% of NFL players and over 99% of coaches and staff are fully vaccinated against COVID. In short, unvaccinated individuals will continue to be tested daily. Fully vaccinated individuals will be subject to targeted testing. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are on the line with Linda, who has some orchids. We discussed how to try and trick them to get reblooming, but there's further problems, right?
Yep.
There's the
yep.
leaves are wilting. They almost look wrinkled, right?
Yes.
And so there are a number of things that could have happened to this. So one of them is overwatering. Another one is underwatering. There could be something damage to the root system. There could be a disease. There could be nutrition. There are so many other things. But where I would like you to start is take a look at the root system. If the roots are circling and they're very tight, it's time to upgrade the pot. Even though you've already replanted it the year after you got them.
Okay.
So take a look at that. Make sure it's an airy type soil. Something with like some bark in it, right?
Yeah, I noticed there's two kind of orchids. One is more like a soil and the other is bark.
So the thing about orchids is they want to breathe more.
Yep.
And so that's where the bark comes in with the soil.
Okay.
If you notice with orchids, a lot of the pots have holes in the side of them.
Right, these do, yeah.
So that's because the roots need the air to actually help them grow. They don't want to be stuck in a pot. So that's something, that's another thing, right? But you already have the good pot form, so it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so what I would, you know, possibly look at doing is maybe they were overexposed to heat. Maybe it just got really hot in the house because, you know, it started to get cold again or something along those lines. Something might have changed recently that caused this to happen.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it's a condition. It's not a disease.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So what I would look at is say, all right, when was the last time I watered, and how did I water?
Well, we've been watering almost every week, and we use a misting fertilizer that goes on the leaves.
Okay.
That's not good.
Well, so what I would do, maybe cut back on that misting fertilizer at this point.
Okay.
Okay. And water it once a week and check it when it's time to water it. Sometimes okay. It might not need the water and you're just watering for because, well, it's that weekly time.
Right.
So, you know, the plant can tolerate low amounts of water.
Yeah.
But my problem with it is overwatering and underwatering look identical. And the only way to figure it out is to look at your watering schedule. If you're watering once a week, maybe the plant has too much water. Make it into a week and a half.
Okay.
Okay. The wrinkles, to me, will show either watering or overwatering. That's the first thing when you said it, it went to my head.
Uh-huh.
Especially where you have other orchids in the same area.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit older. They can hold on to water a little bit longer and easier than some of the newer orchids. They have a more developed root system, so maybe it's slowing down a little bit with the water.
Okay.
And right. I would look at that fertilizer as something maybe every couple weeks, not you know, every week. Try to space it out a little bit because I think that can help it too. Because you're forcing the plant to take all these nutrients and do all these things at the same time we want it to bloom again. We're just like putting all this pressure on it. It's like a little kid at Christmas and the anxiety of Santa coming.
Yeah.
This orchid is like, what do you want me to do? So we slow down a little bit with it and help it out and just kind of almost recalibrate it.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be successful with it.
Okay. I have one other question.
Sure.
I have an outdoor raised bed here, and we put an artichoke plant in it in the summer, and it wasn't doing well at all. And now I look at it, and it's beautiful. It's growing. Is that because it doesn't like a lot of sunlight, or I don't? Or will it last through the winter, or is there something I could do to save it, or I don't know.
Well, so they do require full sun.
Okay.
So they want full sun.
Okay.
They want, very nutrient-rich soil. So what could be happening is all season you've been feeding the garden, doing all these things, and now it's finally building up all these nutrients, and it's like, awesome, I'm ready, let's do this.
Okay.
And it just keeps going. So there are some annual artichokes, and then there are ones that will come back. You'd have to look at which variety you got. To tell that. But it is something, a lot of the artichokes are considered 5-year plants.
Okay.
So each plant produces offshoots that begin to crowd, the major plant. And what you want to do is you want to divide them as time goes on. You don't have to dig up the entire plant.
Okay.
You can separate a rooted shoot from it with like a knife or something along those lines. But you're doing everything you should be doing. It just really needs, those nutrients, those types of things for it. It can take some time to really get established.
Okay.
They need space from each other.
Okay.
So that could be part of it. It now has some more space in the garden. It's being able to take the nutrients a little bit easier.
Okay.
So that really could be part of it. I would look at if you have, you're on the Cape, so you don't get as bad of a winter, but if you're having like a storm coming or it's going to get cold for, a number of weeks, look at putting like straw or salt marsh hay or leaves or mulch around the plant to insulate the root system.
Okay.
Just as an adjusting case,
Yeah. Okay.
So,
can you put kale and spinach seeds in the raised bed at this point and hope they come up in the spring? Or
I would personally wait.
Okay.
I would just do it early spring so you have the entire growing season for them to work.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay.
It's so different down on the Cape. It's like another, it's like another state. Only because of the fact with the temperatures. I mean, right now, you know, I'm on the opposite end of the state in the northern part where we had snow last night and it's freezing.
Right.
You're down there and you had rain and it's fine.
Right.
So, you know, that's, it's crazy, but it is, you know, it just makes you want to do more down there because you're like, all right, well, it's sunny. It's not cold. What can I do?
Exactly.
And I get it. The best thing with some of this is to wait till next season.
Okay.
So that you have the entire season for growing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. One last quick question.
Sure.
I need my nine bark. Can I prune that now? Or
you can, or you can wait until late winter, just the beginning of spring.
Okay.
Okay, that's something that you could wait a little bit for and not have a problem.
Okay. All right, okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Linda, you have a great rest of your day and a great Christmas.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's, we're waking up today. Northern part of the state has snow. Southern part of the state had rain. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, snow. We'll enjoy it. Enjoy the winter season. We have 2 days before winter is here, so we can still say winter is coming. But we have 6 days till Christmas. I know every day my kids remind me, so is Santa coming tonight? Is it tonight? Is it tonight? So Christmas can't come soon enough. But it is awesome to be able to enjoy the holidays. Hopefully you get to enjoy it with your family and do some things that are fun this time of year instead of just worrying about all the presents you got to get and all those things. Sometimes it's fun to think that way, but enjoy your family this time of year. Enjoy your plants. Enjoy your indoors. Bring the outside in. It is known facts out there that bringing plants into the home actually can help your mental health and get you to feel feel better during the day. So definitely, I highly recommend having houseplants in the house this time of year, as it is something that it just makes you feel so much better. So think about it. Add some houseplants this year because it's going to only be good things for you. Now, we've talked about some history of different plants today. History of the poinsettia and how it was brought to this country by the ambassador to Mexico and brought back as a gift to John Quincy Adams. So pretty cool stuff. We talk about the poinsettia as like the flower of Christmas, but we almost treat it like an annual. And if you want more information on how to treat it more like a perennial that it's meant for, go to our Facebook page. Paul Parent Garden Club is our Facebook page. I actually posted an article earlier in regards to a calendar for what to do throughout the year through for your poinsettia. It actually is a really good calendar where it takes different holidays and says, on this holiday, do this. On this holiday, do that. I think it's really awesome information because one of the most asked questions in the fall is, how can I make my poinsettia rebloom? And at that point, I wouldn't say it's too late, but it's all about what you've done previously. And so this calendar gives us, you know, kind of holiday by holiday what to do. New Year's Day, fertilize if you see new growth. Valentine's Day, check for insects. If the plant becomes too leggy, you can cut it back. St. Patrick's Day, my favorite holiday. I don't know why. It might be Irish, but... You prune off some of the faded and dried parts of the plant, remove the leaves from the soil structure. Maybe if it's the roots are visible, add some more soil. Memorial Day, trim off 2 to 3 inches of branches to promote side branching. Father's Day, that's when you can plant it outside in an indirect light. 4th of July, trim it again, put it in full sun. Labor Day, 6 hours of light daily, preferably more. Starting September 21st, that's when you want the uninterrupted darkness, 16 hours. You do this for about 8 weeks. From there, Thanksgiving, bring it out. Christmas, enjoy. So that's something to take a look at. We're going to take a break here, and then we're going to wrap up the show this Christmas day, the week before Christmas. We'll be back soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got just a couple minutes left in the show. So kind of want to wrap up and go over a few things we discussed, because as I've said a couple times today, it's really cool to find out some of the history of why we have some of the plants like we do, and you know, for Christmas at least, because it is pretty cool to see some of the history. Now, let's start with the poinsettia. You heard me this morning. That poinsettia was discovered in Mexico by a gentleman who was the ambassador to Mexico from America. His name was Joel Roberts Poinsett. He introduced the plant in the United States in 1825. This was a gift to John Quincy Adams from the White House, from the Mexican government. And Joel Roberts Poinsett had a greenhouse on his property in North Carolina, I believe it was, and he grew them in there and made them to what they are, and now they are kind of all over the place. Contrary to popular belief, they are not poisonous. So that is something to think about. Now, one cool little tidbit that I wanted to add that I didn't talk about earlier is, did you know that the flower is not actually the color on it? If you look at a poinsettia, the bracts, or the leaves that are on top, are what we think of as the flower, whereas right in the center looks like little green pods. Sometimes they will turn like a little light yellow, right? Those right there are actually what's considered the flower. So, pretty cool stuff. Now another one. Holly. Holly's very popular now. Always has been. But this was used by ancient Romans to honor Saturn, who's the god of agriculture during the winter solstice. Well, he was god of agriculture throughout the year, but this was used during the winter solstice. And it helps with a great crop the next season. The rosemary. You see that one as another popular one. This dates back thousands of years. The ancient Romans and Greeks believed this herb had healing powers. During the Middle Ages, rosemary was scattered upon the floor on Christmas Eve with the belief that those who smelled it would have a new year of health and happiness. I think any of us will do anything to have a better year or two than we've been having. So maybe throw in some rosemary out there and hope you can smell it that time of year. Now, the final Christmas plant is the most famous Christmas plant. It's the Christmas tree, right? This has many thoughts of when it happened. The tradition began in Germany in the 17th century. The first record of a Christmas tree is in Strasbourg in 1604. It was then brought to the United States through German immigrants to get a common here. Now, some people believe the Christmas tree evolved from the paradise tree during the Middle Ages. During this period, miracle and mystery plays were popular. One in particular was performed on December 24th and dealt with the fall of Adam and Eve and featured the paradise tree and evergreen bearing red apples. Some will actually say the tradition began with Martin Luther during the 16th century. It is said that he was so awed by the beauty of evergreens that he cut one down, brought it home, and decorated with candles. As Christianity spread, the tree became a Christian symbol. So, it's been popular for years upon years. We don't put candles on them anymore. That's not safe, especially with the way we heat our houses now. But you get the point. There's a lot of history behind Christmas plants and holiday plants. So, I want to wish everybody who celebrates a Merry Christmas. I will be back the day after Christmas to wrap up the year just about. We'll have one more show after that. But to everybody who celebrates, Merry Christmas. I hope you get to enjoy it with family and enjoy friends and family as it is. So Merry Christmas to all. To everybody out there, I say get out there or inside, plant something. Be good to each other. It's Christmas. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great one.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.